Number one, what consumer goods may now be affected? If Trump's threat to go ahead with 10% tariffs on the remaining $300 billion in Chinese imports he hasn't already taxed, products from cell phones to silk scarves could cost more. Well, this is just more scare tactics by the legacy media in regards to trying to understand economics. They don't. This stuff may go up, but in the end, it's not going to work for the Chinese. The Chinese depend so heavily on the American market, especially now with things like the pork crisis they're having over there, the swine crisis, where they've lost most of their pork, and now they're begging the U.S. to send some over. Let's just be careful. But that's going to be the first thing, because they're counting on the average American not knowing much about economics. The second thing the AP thinks you should know is that Trump has denounced, he denounces Democratic rally, plays down race. The president uses a revved up rally in Cincinnati to tear into Democrats and attacking four liberal congresswomen of color and their party's urban leaders. It sounds like you people are making it a racial issue. He never said there were four women of color. You people have. And I think it's about time. And President Trump knows this. The more he pushes on places like Baltimore, and the more he shines a light on inner city troubles that have been run by Democrats predominantly for the last 50 or so years, the better he looks. It's very simple. And of course, people are trying to push back on Trump with stats that you heard on the Barrett Brief way before this whole thing blew up, where President Trump last night made a comment about how he believes the homicide rate in Baltimore is higher than in all of Afghanistan. And of course, your sycophants in the legacy media are going, I can't believe he's comparing Afghanistan to the great cosmopolitan city of Baltimore. And it's like, bro, the murder rate in Baltimore is six times higher than the murder rate in Afghanistan. He's actually right on this one. But of course, all you're going to hear is people saying, I can't believe he's assault. Baltimore has such great food and a great atmosphere, by people who don't live there. But this is his strategy. Shine a light on inner cities. I'm all for it. Let him do it. And of course they're saying, well, he's attacking race. Why? Because Democrats have run on race for 50 plus years to get into these positions in these urban districts, and then waste money, resources, opportunities, and then say, oh, I can't believe white people don't help us out. There's been so much money that has been poured into urban districts, either through block grants, as the Mike Church Show has mentioned, or Medicare, or whatever the case. Title I schools I worked at Title I schools. I worked at two Title I schools. The amount of money that is poured into these schools based on attendance or whatever the case may be is insane. And if you understood that, you would absolutely go, well, maybe you guys shouldn't be talking about, our schools are run down. Well, that's because you don't have enough property taxes to actually support it, because people are leaving because your schools are a mess. But I don't want to get into an argument about education and teaching and so forth. It's just the easy example for me to point out with when they say our inner cities are run down. Well, it's not for lack of trying. There's been so much money poured into these inner cities and these urban districts that they should have been flourishing, but it's bad policies on Democrats. And let's call the spade the spade. These Democrats who are in these cities, more often than not, are people of color.